Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Syria came into force with almost no debates in national parliaments. Interview with Fabian Flus from Friends of Earth Europe. The Canada-European Union Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, came into force in mid-September, even though most national parliaments in the European Union have not yet begun to debate or vote on the deal. This was denounced by Friends of the Earth Europe, which is calling for a major overhaul of European Union trade policy to make it more transparent and democratic, and to ensure trade deals contribute to tackling defining challenges of our time, such as rising inequalities and runaway climate change, rather than exacerbating them. In a press release issued by Friends of the Earth Europe on September 21st, trade campaigner Fabian Flus stated, "CETA is off to a false start. Not only does the provisional application underline its undemocratic nature, but the agreement itself remains unpopular in many countries where parliaments are still to ratify it. We call on parliamentaries across Europe to take the responsibility to scrutinize the agreement seriously and reject this damaging trade deal." Real World Radio interviewed Flus on Thursday to know more about this issue.
Real World Radio is interviewing Fabian Flus. He is a trade campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe. Fabian, welcome once again to Real World Radio. It's a pleasure being in this conversation with you again.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot for having me again.
No, you're welcome, Fabian. We knew at the end of September, by a press release sent out by Friends of the Earth Europe, that the European Union-Canada agreement underlines undemocratic nature of trade agreements. That's the title of your press release. And the organization, Friends of the Earth Europe, denounced that the controversial EU-Canada agreement has largely come into force amid sharp criticism from Friends of the Earth Europe because the early implementation, known as provisional application, came even though when most national parliaments have not yet begun to debate or vote on the deal. Could you explain us, Fabian, please, what did happen?
Yeah, so it's a bit complicated situation in Europe where the European Union or the European Parliament, we can say, and the different member states, they have different rights and competences on issues like trade agreements. And so what the European Commission, which negotiated this trade agreement, the CETA agreement, did was proposing to all the countries in Europe to say, look, before your parliaments voted, vote on the deal, because this takes too much time for us, we already want to this trade deal to become effective. And so they split up the deal into two parts. One which contains 99% of everything that's in this agreement, and this one they wanted to already make effective before the national parliaments vote on it. And then there's a small part which contains something that many groups at Friends of the Earth work on, this ISDS, so the possibility for big companies to sue our governments. This bit, they said, we're not going to make it effective right now. We're going to wait for the national parliaments to vote on the deal. So basically, what they did was 99% of it, they're already applying. That means they become effective. And a tiny bit, they carved out, and that has to wait until everyone has voted on it. The vast majority of parliaments in Europe still need to discuss and debate and vote on the CETA deal. And if they're rejected, it might be that the whole deal falls through. But in the meantime, it's already being applied. And we think that's not right because it's been such a controversial agreement that the public and the people in the different countries in Europe, they deserve a proper debate in their national parliaments and not a debate where most of this agreement is already being effective.
Fabian, what could be your explanation to tell us why it did happen finally? I mean, how is it possible?
Yeah, so it's It's legally correct what the European Commission did, and it's also fair to say that all the governments already agreed to this agreement. So all the European governments already agreed to it. But what they say is we can't. It just takes too long for all these. It just takes too long for all these national parliaments to debate and vote, and we can't wait that long. So what they're doing is they're putting the economic interests of the companies that would benefit from the deal ahead of a proper public debate. And that is, legally speaking, it's okay. They're allowed to do that. We just think for something as controversial as CETA, that's not the right thing to do. They should allow for our democratic institutions to have that proper debate.
Fabian, could you please remind us what are the points that you consider are the most controversial for Friends of the Earth Europe CETA, which are present in the CETA agreement?
Yeah, so there's a whole range of issues in the CETA agreement. The one that I already mentioned is the so-called investor protection, which means that investors or large companies and individuals can use CETA to sue governments for compensation if they pass laws or regulations that affect their profits negatively. And we've seen a lot of these cases already happening, and our network has been working on them around the world to attack environmental legislation, but all sorts of public interest measures. Then CETA establishes something called regulatory cooperation, which is trying to make regulations in Canada and the EU more similar, so it makes it easier for companies to trade between the EU and Canada because they have one set of rules. And we are afraid that this could mean that big companies have a bigger influence on the lawmaking process, because there will be new committees that will be established that will try to align the rules in the EU and in Canada. And we know there are a lot of differences between Canada and the EU. For example, Canada is much less concerned about genetically modified organisms, whereas in Europe there's a lot of skepticism. And so we're afraid that over time our legislation here could be weakened. And then there are a lot of other issues, big and small. For example, for Canadians, it could become more expensive, or will probably become more expensive, to have access to medicines because of CETA. There will be longer periods for the patents on medicines. So overall, there are a lot of problems, big and small, in this agreement.
Okay, Fabian, I wanted to ask you, are there any other organizations, or have been any kind of public demonstrations, actions, etc., people saying that, besides Friends of the Earth Europe, people saying that they disagree with the way it is being worked by the European Commission and this early implementation?
Yeah, so a lot of civil society groups are really unhappy about it. There has been a big movement in Europe on CETA, and a lot of environmental groups, but also consumer groups, trade unions, that think that CETA is a really bad deal and that this early implementation was not the right way to do it. We're still working at the national level on this issue, and there are also quite a few Friends of the Earth groups that are still active on it. We just had a law professor going on a tour and visiting our groups in Bulgaria and Hungary to talk about the dangers of CETA, and we hope that one of these parliaments will have the courage to stop the agreement.
Okay, Fabian, finally, what is Friends of the Earth Europe calling for regarding this issue?
So we think the whole deal should be scrapped, and we should have a fundamental rethink of the way that trade policy is being made and what it is actually for. We don't think that what we need is the maximization of trade just for its own sake, but what we need is a world economic and trade system that is based on sustainability, on solidarity between poor and rich countries, and a system that takes puts human needs first and not corporate profits. So this would be a huge, huge change from the current system. And so we're developing our own proposals on how that could look like. It's obvious that this is not something that the European Commission or the European Union will pick up very soon, but we hope to be able to convince people that that is something worth fighting for.
Okay, it was Fabian Flus, he's a trade campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, speaking about this early implementation of the CETA agreement, even though when most national parliaments have not yet begun to debate or vote on the deal. Fabian, thank you very much. You have been very kind.
Thank you very much for having me.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.